Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. A big day today as the House, within hours, is set to vote on the impeachment of President Donald Trump. It would be the second impeachment, a first for a president. And we're learning that several senior Republicans are joining the impeachment push. It includes New York Representative John Katko, the top Republican on the Homeland Security Committee, Representative Adam Kinziger, the Republican from Illinois, Fred Upton of Michigan, and Jamie Herrera Butler of Washington, but probably the most prominent, who? Liz Cheney.
David, who would have thunk it? Now, let's see what's really going on here. The thing about a bully, and Trump certainly is a bully, is that people take it, they take it, they take it, and then one day they have a chance to give him a punch in his solar plexus, and they do. And that's what's going on here. It is so clear to me and to a lot of other people that the Bush people have never had a decent thought about Trump. They've been calling in the plays, their ancillary people, people who they worked with, have bad things to say about Trump. They don't come out and do it, but now it's really getting very close. And Liz Cheney is the daughter of the former Bush vice president. Cheney is, of course, exemplary of exactly that. This is now payback time for all of the indignities that Trump has been guilty of. And when you think of it, this has really been a very difficult time for the Bush people. Not that I feel terribly sorry for them, but all of a sudden, the Cheneys are heroes in America because Liz Cheney, the third-ranking Republican in the House of Representatives, is saying that she's going to vote for impeachment. And that isn't where it stops, because now in the other House, Mitch McConnell, of all people, is now hinting that he's going to vote for impeachment and says that Trump deserves to be impeached. You know, the thing about a bully is they punch in the head and you're supposed to comply. And that's what's been happening all along, but not now. And so now there is a chance with the head guy, McConnell, saying impeachment is warranted, his followers will come along and that there will be an impeachment plus a conviction. Now, that's extraordinary. Who ever thunk it was possible? But that's the news of the day, and it's really quite something.
If it happens, what happens then with the Trump loyalists?
Well, that's right. Look, the one thing we're learning is there is no such thing as a Trump loyalist. We all thought Mitch McConnell was a Trump loyalist. We all thought Cheney was a Trump loyalist. And now it turns out that they're not. Now, these are very important people because they are the leaders in their conferences. I mean, Liz Cheney is the third-ranking Republican in the House of Representatives. But the Senate is where it really, really counts. Because whoever thought that there was a chance that the Senate would vote to convict the Republicans in the Senate? But when their leaders are saying, now's the time to rid this former Republican Party, you know, political moderates, other people, of Trump, this is big news. And it really may mean he's in deeper trouble than anybody, including him, ever thought.
I guess what I meant was, Alan, what happens with the Trump loyalists who attack the Capitol and do not support the establishment Republicans as they see Trump further being purged from the party?
Oh, those people. Well, David, I think this country is not going to sit still and let them get away with it, because if they did, it would be the end. So what's happening is the FBI is making arrests. They're going around. People are identifying pictures of the person who sat behind the speaker's desk and the people who rifled the Capitol. And those people are being taught a lesson, too, by the legal establishment. You're not going to get away with this. Now, when you're talking about somebody sitting in a jail cell for 10, 20, 30 years as a result of that behavior, there are going to be an awful lot of people scratching their head. You know, the FBI is now telling us that many of them are going to show up again in Washington and in state capitals. I don't know. You know, if you see people you went there with heading to jail for 10 and 15 and 20 years, you think twice. Now, you can bet that a lot of people are going to be ready. The National Guard will be there. The Secret Service will be there. The whole thing is apparently under their jurisdiction. And if they do it, they're really stupid.
And it's going to be quite a haul for President-elect Joe Biden, isn't it, Alan? I mean, he has to bring the entire country together, number one, in order to defeat COVID-19.
Yeah, look, he's got a series of choices he's got to make. Mitch McConnell and the Senate may decide the fate of Trump. But they're coming back on the 19th. That's the day before the inauguration. And it's doubtful that they're going to get it all done and get a conviction on the 19th. He could, of course, call him back earlier, but we'll have to see whether he has the gumption to do that. But I think a lot of the senators who have been staunchly supporting Trump are going to be bailing now. I think you'll see it. And we do know that the incoming president of the United States has a lot of business he's got to get done. And the last thing he needs is a big impeachment with a coordinate trial in the Senate, because he's got to get stuff done on COVID. He's got to get the economy going again. He's got all of those things to do, and he doesn't need the impeachment.
What about the silencing of President Trump on Twitter and Facebook, and some saying this amounts to silencing free speech?
Well, some will say that, of course, and to some degree, it's true. On the other hand, he is such a dangerous person at this stage that you see corporations, you see companies, you see media people, they're all saying, hey, look, if you lose this one, you've lost the country. You've lost the democracy. And so in this case, we have to do it.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. And the only way to do this thing, Alan, is through the journalism of verification. That's what we do at WAMC. We give you the facts.
We do, David. And for all those people who want to take something and put it in an envelope and send it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, or go to WAMC.org, it would be great. Really would. Because we do need the help. We all made it together. Let's keep it together.